I'm just watching a program here on Bio, the channel, satellite channel, about compulsive hoarders, featuring a couple of guys who are the kind of hoarders who think they have collections but actually just have a huge pile of rubbish. And one guy collects, or has collected, 50,000 beer cans. And he doesn't even drink beer. He just empties the cans out, labels them and stores them. And he's actually built a huge garage to house his collection of 50,000 beer cans. And yet the house is still strewn with pallets of beer cans. And not only does he collect, like his collection of glasses, which fills a decent-sized storage box, he insists that they might come in handy as his prescription changes and it will save him money. He keeps on buying stuff off the internet that he clearly does not need. And yet he doesn't see himself in any sense as a hoarder. The only thing that he doesn't do is save his actual garbage, you know, like potato peelings and used wrappers from food, etc. He does manage to throw that out, or most of it anyway. But he doesn't see himself as a hoarder, even though the house is stacked from top to bottom with boxes, bags, piles of newspapers, and, of course, the ubiquitous beer cans. They've sent in a psychologist and a change management officer, and, of course, his family, who are deeply concerned. In the case of one of the men, he still has his wife and kids living with him. And the house became infected with bed bugs, and so he erected a dome tent on the lawn outside the house and had them living there through the summer, because he hoped that the bed bugs would die without human occupancy, not realizing that they can last up to 2 years on just one fill of blood from a human being. So it's a serious situation, and one that neither of them, or any hoarder that I've ever seen featured on television, seems to recognise as in any way serious. And it just struck me that it might be helpful for the hoarder to see footage of another hoarder in order to give them a view of their own hoarding with outsiders' eyes. If they could see somebody else's house that's piled high, and the meaningless collections of stuff, and the boxes piled right to the roof, etc., maybe it would give them a heads up about their own situation. What do you think?